Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
We continue the conversation here on WGNS, Rutherford Issues, and time to find out all of the great things that are going on with Relay for Life. And the 2012 Publicity Chair is joining us today, and that's Laura Bradford. Laura, that's quite an impressive title you have there.
It is. Sometimes a little overwhelming.
I can only imagine. Refresh our memory for folks who maybe are brand new to this area or may not remember exactly what Relay for Life is. Kind of give us a detail.
Well, Relay for Life is an annual fundraiser with the American Cancer Society where we have a relay event where we have teams that circle a track. It's a 12-hour event, fundraising that goes on all night, family-friendly event, games, food, just a lot of fun and entertainment.
12 hours of walking a track?
12 hours. We ask that each team that's registered have at least one team member on the track at all times.
Okay. Is there coffee about 2 a.m. or something like that?
There is. We normally have Starbucks that does a coffee service for us.
Well,
so
good.
We're looking forward to that again this year. But there's always something to keep us up and going all throughout the night. We normally, last year, started with a Zumba class, hoping to have a couple of those again this year, along with other entertainment. Melinda Doolittle, American Idol finalist from season 6, is going to be our event kickoff and entertainment for the evening.
Wow, so she's going to get her workout too, apparently.
She is.
Now, where is the event held?
The event is going to be at 315 John Rice Boulevard at the Agriculture Center, out behind Sam's off of John Rice Boulevard.
So will it actually, the walking take place inside the Farmer's Market Pavilion or somewhere over there?
We are hoping to be outside. This is our year to be outside. We've been rained in for about the past 5 years, so we are looking to be outside, but our facilities allow us to go in if necessary.
You have an indoor option if necessary.
We have an indoor option. We are rain or shine.
Now, what is the date?
The date is June 15th, 6 p.m., and we go till Saturday, June 16th at 6 a.m.
Wow, that's quite an undertaking, isn't it?
It is, but it's a blast, and you know, it really, really hits home when you get out there and all the events start going on and you realize what we're out there raising the funds for with the American Cancer Society.
This Relay for Life, is it something that is done around the country?
It is. It's nationwide. And some areas have more than just one, but in a community. There are several that there's colleges that participate, but Rutherford County is our local event right now with a few surrounding.
Well, that's great. And so this is coming up June 15th into the 16th. Now, why are you here February 1st to talk to us about it?
Well, we are still on track for signing up teams. We want to make sure that we get as many teams registered as possible. We have 24 teams registered so far, and we're looking to get several more. And then also we have several fundraising events that teams are already participating in. Team Triple B is doing their third annual chocolate-covered strawberries to benefit for a very good cause. And you can access that information by contacting Terry Bradford at 615-477-5213. Or you can also contact myself, also a Triple B co-captain, at 615-477-5430. And we are listed in the Daily News Journal as well.
Okay. That's how you got involved. You were a team member, and now you wind up being publicity chair on top of that.
I have. This is my second year taking on publicity chair.
So how long have you participated in the Relay for Life?
This is going to be my fifth year participating. First year was just a team member, and then have progressed into a team co-captain, and then into publicity chair. So we just keep growing.
So why? Why did you get involved 5 years ago? I mean, a lot of times people have a story, they know someone, a family member, something that gives them reason and cause to participate.
I do. My family has been touched very much by cancer. both my maternal and paternal grandmothers mm-hmm. have had cancer, and along with my maternal grandfather. And my grandmother is going on her, I'm probably going to get this wrong, I believe it's her 13-year survivor of breast cancer. So we do this in honor of her.
Well, that is awesome. I don't remember who it was that I was talking to, but I bet you could talk to every person that you know, and even people that you don't know, and just about everyone would have some family member, friend, somehow they know someone who has been diagnosed with some type of cancer.
Right, and that's what we're out there fighting for. The funds that we raise go towards cancer research, and then also to help with different community projects. There's a transportation program to help get cancer patients to and from their cancer treatments. There's the Hope Lodge in Nashville that is a place where family members can stay when their family members are here getting treatment. There's a number of things here in Middle Tennessee that our funds go for.
You know, it's just something that touches so many. I know the local YMCA is really getting involved with cancer awareness and things of that nature. The new hospital is great. I mean, they have so many things that are geared toward not only treatment, but everyone's really working toward trying to find a cure for this thing.
We will not rest until we find a cure for this. We are fighting back. And we will be heard.
Laura Bradford is our guest. She is publicity chair for the 2012 Rutherford County Relay for Life. Again, it's June 15th into the 16th at the Lane Agri Park on John R. Rice Boulevard. But there are so many things going on between now and then, and I think I probably interrupted your train of thought when you started talking about the first fundraiser, and that's the chocolate strawberries, dipped strawberries, right?
Yes, that is for Valentine's Day.
Right in time for Valentine's Day, and I know that there are others that are coming up too, right?
There is. There's going to be a wine tasting that Big Bang Borough is doing on February 23rd. And you can get in touch with Scott Russell. You can get his information from our Relay website, which is relayforlife.org/Rutherford. And we will start posting events as each teams are doing any of their fundraising, and then keep up to date with different things that are leading up to our relay.
So how many teams have you had in the past? Is there an average?
We average, I believe, around 35, if I get that right. I did not bring those numbers with me, but our goal this year is to have 50 teams, I believe.
And so they all do some type of fundraising. It's all for their team to, I mean, you're competing so you can raise the most money, I guess.
Right. It's a friendly competition. We're all in it for the same thing. All of the funds are going to the same place, but there's always that friendly competition when you get out there with a friend and you just kind of hit back and forth.
It's again the 15th into the 16th, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. at the Lane Agri Park. And if you haven't been on to the website, again, it's relayforlife.org/Rutherford. And I'm looking at it. I see the teams and how much money was raised. And you see churches, the Triple B, I see that in here too. Yeah. You know, one of the fundraisers. Is this last year's numbers, or do you post current where you are now?
That is current to where we are right now. Last time I checked our website, our money raised at this point was $4,674. Our goal this year is $100,000. We were just shy of that last year, so we are determined to beat it this year.
Getting close and getting closer every day, and I'm talking to one of the top three participants so far in fundraising. So you know how to beat the bushes, I guess, huh?
We do. It really means a lot to us. So we get out there, and when you hit something that means something so close to your heart, you'll hit it and get there.
You were talking about silent auction a minute ago as well, and I'm not sure that we had a chance to touch on that. Do you have the auction items at the event in June, or is it between now and then? How does that work?
The silent auction is one of our events the night of the main event. We are also hoping to have a live event leading up and kicking off our silent auction. So if there's any auctioneers out there that would like to volunteer some time, we would love to have you. We will be getting a website together as items come in or are donated, so that people will be able to view those ahead of time, but the silent auction normally starts shortly after the kickoff of relay that evening, and then we'll go normally until about 9 to 10 o'clock.
You have to get them really tired before they start bidding, and then they just don't know what they're doing.
They
and
they don't. Write
big numbers
just
down.
Just delirious.
Sounds like a good plan there. Again, how hard is it to get up a team or participate? Or can, you know, if you really want to be involved, can you join a team? Kind of tell us how someone who maybe has never done this before and hears this story today, how they can get involved.
It's very easy to get involved. You can go online and actually sign up with a team that is already there. If you've got anyone that you know that is out there participating, they'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. Or you can also start up your own team. If you go online, register a team, and start that up, one of our committee members will contact you and get you started. It's easy to go out there when you think of, because what we ask is each team member or participant to raise $100. And if you think, if you just go out there and ask 10 people to donate $10, mm-hmm. because like you said, there's very few people out there that are not touched by cancer and willing to make just a minimal donation, then you've already met your $100 goal.
Well, if you did some math, and I'm not a good math person, but each person... $100, what are you looking at? 100 or 1,000 people to participate?
That's it.
So that's very doable, would think.
It's very doable. We are going to reach that goal this year. We are determined. So anybody that would love to come out and help, we would love to have you and get you involved. We're hoping to get the town painted purple with this year. Relay is, the fight against cancer is purple. So we want to paint the town purple.
So I'm sure between now and the event on June 15th, there will be many things going on to remind us that the Relay for Life is coming up. And in June, we're definitely going to have you back, because I'm sure that maybe someone who is not participating in the event, but the silent auction is a good thing for them, or just to come by and support and cheer on those who are walking. I guess everyone can participate in one way or another.
That's right. There's no task too small, anywhere from large corporations getting involved and starting to teams to an individual that can come and volunteer just a couple hours to help us out with our silent auction, or, you know, with our luminaria. You can purchase luminarias in honor or memory of a cancer survivor or someone who has been lost to cancer. And so, you know, to get those people out there and help with our luminaria ceremony.
All right. Give us the details, website, phone numbers, and we'll be sure to have you back on to talk about more of the fundraisers and things of that nature as well soon. But I want to give folks the opportunity to get their pen and paper out and write down websites and phone numbers and such.
That's it. The event is June 15th and 16th, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It's going to be held at John Rice on John Rice Boulevard at the Ag Center behind Sam's. You can go to the Rutherford Relay site at relayforlife.org/Rutherford. You can also contact myself, the promotion chair, at 615-477-5430. And you can also contact Triple B about the annual chocolate-covered strawberries at 477-5213. And we look forward to hearing from everybody.
Well, Laura, thanks so much for stopping in today. It's been a pleasure, and we'll have to do it again. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. That is Laura Bradford joining us today. She is the publicity chair for this year's 2012 Rutherford County Relay for Life.